Blog Talk Radio.
Hey girls, and what up dudes? This is your girl Princess with Truth Heals Hurt Radio. It's Mother's Day, so I would like to send a shout out to all of the mothers listening. And for those of you that have mothers who are resting in peace, I pray for your strength. And for those of you that are not acknowledging Mother's Day because your mother wasn't there or there was some situation that caused you not to have a relationship with your mother, I pray for your healing. Today's show will be hosted with my mother, Diane Smith Hollins. I'm so excited about today's show. I'm going to open up some lines and I'm going to do some shout-outs. And I'm just going to have some fun today. It's Mother's Day. So let's get ready, set, let's heal. Okay, hello everybody, hello. Today again I'm joining you all and my mother is going to be a host today also with me. And we're going to chit and chat about different things today and just have some Mother's Day fun. Mother, are you there?
I'm here, Preeti.
Okay, so right now, I guess what we're going to do, give some more people time to call in before I start doing some of the shout-outs. So that way they won't miss me get shouting out to their mothers, aunties, and whoever else they sent me a shout-out for. First, let me ask you, how are you doing today, Mother?
I'm doing well, PG. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm over here on the Marshall Islands. I'll be so glad when we come home and see you and hang out and eat some collard greens and stuff like that because we don't have that here on Quatch. So let me ask you this. Now, you have, I know this for sure, that you have birthed four children. One of them is now deceased. So how do you feel with this being your first Mother's Day without our brother?
It has been a little different because even though sometimes he and I had our few moments of challenges, he would always wish me a happy Mother's Day. And not to hear his voice on this side is different. It's been different today. But it's been a blessed day because I know that he's in a better place.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. And then you have so many other children that call you mother, even though I am the only daughter. And if my sister-in-laws are listening, then they can try to dispute that. But I am the only daughter. You can have as many sons as you like and many stepchildren as you like. But I am the only daughter. And so, since they're not online right now, they can't dispute it. If you are online, press 1 and we can go at it. Okay? Being that you have one daughter, hold on 1 second. I think somebody put a cue in. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, okay.
This might be war. Everybody get ready. Hello, this is Princess, and this is 5660. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Michaela. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh! Thank you so much.
This is my granddaughter. This is my granddaughter.
Oh, this is going to be so fun. Thank you for coming. Now, tell me your name so everybody can know your name.
Michaela.
Michaela. And Michaela,
yes.
Who is your mother?
Idina.
And I'm only asking, who is it?
Idina.
She's saying Idina.
Idina.
Hey,
Loretta.
Idina.
Hey, yeah, well, we know,
hey, Diane.
We know it's a little delay, so forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when people call in, it's a little delay, so forgive us. Loretta, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to Princess and Diane and all the mothers.
Yes, and then Evita, is Evita with you or is she traveling? Like, is she?
She's out to sea.
Oh, okay. So we know she's not listening, but she can always come back later and hear her shout out from her daughter. Oh, I just love that. She just made our day. So, Loretta, we're going to leave you in with us a little while. And since you're on the line, do you have anybody you want to do a shout out to?
Just to my daughter, Evita, because she couldn't be here this Mother's Day.
Okay. And then do you have any sisters, anybody else? You know how folks act. But if you start naming, you might forget folks.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers besides myself.
Okay. And then, Loretta, how many children do you have?
Total, I have 11 kids.
Woo-wee! Okay, so that's a mother for you right there. And then Loretta has also, since she's on the line, we're going to Truth Heals Hurt Radio, Loretta has not only had her own responsibility, but she takes care of a lot of other people's children. So we thank you so much for your time, dedication, and because it's a lot already to be a mother to your own children, but to add to the list. And you and my mom are a lot alike when y'all add all these kids. But I, like Evita, is only girl. How about that?
All right, then.
That's wonderful.
Okay, thank you, Loretta. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll be back.
Thank you.
Okay, so right quick, Mama, if you don't mind, we're going to send out a couple of shout-outs. I was looking for my crew. I'm always looking for Dewan and Sharita and all of them. They may be listening online instead of calling in. I was going to open up their lines if they call in, but because I wanted them to be able to do their own shout-outs. But let me start with some. So Ingrid Williams, if you're listening, your daughter decided to do one for you. That's awesome. Tamika Hudson is doing a shout out for her mother, Miss Maud Hudson. And I'm trying to read, so forgive me if I sound kind of spacey. Tawana Knight, she's doing one for Loretta Snelling. Her mother is resting in peace. Tawana, we pray that you're making it through this day. Losing your mom is very difficult. I don't know that, but I do know if I lost mine, it would be terrible, 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 terrible. I have Nene. Nene is over on Ebi, which is an island near me, and she wants to send a shout-out all the way to Fiji to her mother. Now, I don't want to pronounce her mother's name wrong because I don't like that. I don't like it when people do it to me. So we're going to hope that it's Serena. But if you're Nene's mom, then you know she's sending us Tabaka or Tabakai. And then, so, Mama, we're going to chat some more, and then I'll come back and do some more shout-outs. Okay, so what was the hardest thing that you had to encounter, I guess, dealing with us as children? What was, like, your biggest fear, if you had any?
My greatest concern was to be sure that I gave each child what that child needed, because every child is so unique, so different.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my greatest challenge, is to be sure that I gave to each one of you all what you needed. And a lot of times I felt like I fell short.
Okay. And so when you felt like you fell short, was that something that you put on yourself? Or was that because of us? Because, you know, sometimes people can display uneasiness, uncomfort. Like not comfortable, that kind of stuff, things that children do to make you feel like. So was it something personal or was it something that we were doing?
It may have been sometimes a comment, well, you love this child more than you don't love me as much as you love my brother or my sister. It may have been something that my children would say, and then knowing me with my mind, I'd start analyzing it to say maybe I did do something wrong.
Oh, yeah. And see, you have, I can speak for this, four different children. We all have four different personalities. I mean, like, we really are different.
none of us are alike. So you have a feisty one. You have one that used to be mad all the time. You have one that used to get in trouble. And then you have one that's kind of calm and just stressed all the time. Is that right?
That sounds pretty good. That sounds like a good description.
So then you had to stretch yourself four different ways. Because for me, yes, and then for my brother Eric, and giving a shout out to my sister-in-law Nicole right now, I'm going to, now for those of you listening, I'm going to call out my other sister-in-laws as I get to my brother that I'm speaking of, okay? So don't go calling saying that I did not call out somebody's name. All right, for Eric is more calm and he takes in a whole lot in stress. So do you worry when a child does that? Speak to the mothers that have children that hold things in.
Yes, I can speak on that, because when you have a child that does not release their frustration and they try to hold it in, sometimes it will take a toll on that physical body. So those are things that you have to watch for, is if they hold a lot of things in, a frustration, aggravation. There's so many things that they can hold in that it will not be productive for that child.
Mm. And so with that child being like that, then do you have like some ways that you were able to reach the child? Do you just let them stay like that? You know,
most times with that type of child, they like one-on-one. So when the occasion presented itself, we would sit down and just have like a little dinner together. And he always, even at the age of 4 years old, he always sat down and talked like an adult at the kitchen table. And I learned that early on. So he and I would sit down and have dinner. And then he would tell me some of the things that would bother him. And one day I made a mistake, because he said, "Now don't tell Daddy, but this bothers me." And it was so important until I felt like I should tell it. And that was a mistake, because he stopped telling me as much from that point on.
Oh, okay. So he didn't want you to tell it.
He didn't want
you to share
it. So you were
just trying
to help. Right.
Oh, wow. So then you have your child, and this is the reason why I asked my mom to come do this show, because she does really have four children with four different styles. And then she's raised so many other children, which I will be saying something about shortly, the ones that I, were extremely close to. So then we have my brother Prince, and now Prince, rest his soul, I love him to death, but he used to just get in so much trouble. He used to just try stuff, and he knows I'm not lying about him, so this is not something where you'd be like, "Oh, my Lord, she's revealing this on radio." But he used to just get in trouble. So how do you deal with the child that you get the phone calls from when you know you don't really deserve to be running back and forth to the school?
Well, first off, you want to try to get to the root of why would you want to get in trouble, if that makes any sense. If you know that there is a consequence and you do it anyway, you want to get to the root of why this child would constantly go that route, knowing that there is a consequence behind it. So yeah. I would talk to different people that were in authority, ministers, counselors, and I just sought other help, positive people, mostly spiritual guidance, because the world would just tell you, just beat him, you know, just beat him because he's got. But I knew it had to be something wrong for a child to want to just continue to do what they wanted to do, even though there was a consequence. So after talking with several people and having prayer, I finally got an answer. They said he's strong-willed. He wants to do what he wants to when he gets ready.
Yeah, which is the truth. But I think all of us was like that. That's why I said, "Lord, help us, Jesus," because all of us had our own minds, just, I guess, what I'm saying, strong-minded children.
Yeah.
So we all had that. Okay, right quick, Mama, before I ask you another question and go to your other two children, I'm going to do a couple of more or a few more shout-outs. Okay, Dewan, I am doing now one for your mother, Miss Nora Moss. Now, I used to go hang out at Dewan's mother's house when I was in Locust Grove, and she used to tickle me because she would be so articulate, and she would say, Dewan, have you finished your work? And it would be like, oh, wow. But she was always elegant, so I want to say happy Mother's Day to Nora Moss. If I know you personally, like Ingrid, and those of you, I just want to say hello, too, because I haven't seen or spoken to some of you all in a while. Okay, a shout-out to Andrella Davis. This shout-out is coming from Erica Sazier. And I want to pronounce your name right. If I did not, please forgive me. Charge it to just something. I don't know. But don't charge it to my heart. Special shout out to Kimmy's mama in North Carolina is Kimiko Zerby, and every mother across the globe, and that's from Kimmy. Montana, if she's listening, she wanted to give a shout out to her mother, Janelle Sims, and her sister, Ann Tarpley. She said they're listening, so I hope you guys are not missing these shout-outs. These are special to me because they're like a Mother's Day cards. I'm going to do one more, and then we're going to get back into some more conversation. Kyla from North Carolina, she wants to do one for her mom, Vivian. Hello to the both of you. I haven't seen or talked to you all in a while. I've been gone for now almost a year and a half. To Candace and to Faye Blunt Stevens, she wants to wish all of you a happy Mother's Day. And I'll come back in just a second and finish up. So if you are listening and you're on Facebook, there's a post that I did that the shout-outs should be listed under. That's what I'm following. So if you're putting it somewhere else, if you don't mind, go to my Facebook and post your shout-out under the one that is requesting shout-outs. So that way I won't miss anybody. Before I get back into it, I forgot about all of my aunties. And I want to send a special shout-out to my Aunt Rena, to Aunt Maddie Kate, to Aunt Durley and Aunt Shirley, even to my Aunt Lane, rest in peace. To the other side of my family, Aunt Joyce and Aunt Puddin, I don't know if you all are listening or if anybody even told you. If they didn't, I'll get on to them and try to send you all a link so you can listen to this later. They were my aunts who took care of me, and you would never know that they were given to me by my stepfather because they don't like for me to even acknowledge step at all. Like, they take care of me and love on me as if I am they're biological, and they're probably listening now saying I am. So forgive me. To my mother-in-law, Eula Copeland, if you're listening, if not, I'll make sure that I get Reggie the link so you can listen later to hear the shout-out. She's super cool. I'm waiting on my fish fry. So hopefully she always says the tilapia. So we're getting ready for some tilapia because we'll be home in less than 30 days. Okay? So, Mama, we're back with you. And let's get back into our conversation about raising different children. So we talked about one of my brothers being the calmer version, but keeping and holding things in. And then we talked about my brother Prince, who used to get in trouble. And I used to laugh because Prince used to take things apart. Like, there would be nothing wrong with them, the things, like your radio, stereos, TVs. And he would take them apart and say he's redoing something with them. So how do you how did you respond to that? Him taking the loose things that don't are not broken.
It wasn't a challenge until he started taking other people's things apart. That's when the challenge would come in, because years ago they had these CBs, which when they first came out, they were $300 or $400 a piece. And I remember him taking one of those loose, or maybe both of them. I can't remember how many, but it was not nice because they didn't belong to me. So there were a lot of times we have to try to go back and try to fix and compensate and things like that, because he would, if he saw it and he thought it was something he needed to do. He wouldn't ask. He'd just go at it. And it blessed him later on in life because he could take down any computer and build it back up pretty much.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. At the time, it probably wasn't a good thing. But later in life, Prince was able to put back, you know, just redo stuff, like put together a TV or make his TV his computer monitor before they even came up with that, or take a loose stereo and make surround sound out of a little bit of nothing, or connect your phones. I mean, he just did a whole lot, of stuff.
Yeah.
But it eventually paid off, and he was able to make lots of money with those skills. So then we have my other brother and I. I always put me and Rad in the same box because for some reason we were just, I feel like we were just mad about something. I don't know what we was upset about, just angry about stuff. Like, we would just go to the extreme when people would bother us. I think Rad had a little bit more than me. I'm not sure. I might be in denial. But for Rad, my brother is now a pastor. And if we could do a shout-out for his church right quick. If you're in the Fairburn area, Divine Bread of Life is the church that my brother is the pastor of. And when I tell you that he has an anointing on his life and a word to share, something that helps you get through just everyday living. So I wanted to do that shout out to him. I don't know if he's able to listen, but he can always come back later and check it out. And Mama, remind me that we probably need to do a commercial so that way it can be something people remember. Okay. So we need to make a note. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, with him, the challenges with that you had with him, watching it go into from, you know, probably a hurtful state to ministry, because I don't want to tell his testimony because he's going to be a guest on my show. But watching him go from, a hurt state to a man of God, how does that make you feel as a mother?
It has brought me a lot of joy because I know from whence he cometh. I remember seeing some of the bitterness and the anger when he would give his all to an individual and that wasn't enough. It was never enough, you know. And that's when I began to see him go into that different phase that you just mentioned about. Sometimes in life when an individual gives their all and the person doesn't seem to be appreciative, it becomes painful for that individual. And in the pain, they lash out, causing pain to others because they are in pain. And so that's why I've seen him come from. He's more so now giving it to God because the people in the world are still going to cause pain and hurt, whether it be through words, whether it's through deeds or whatever. And when you're doing your all, which it may not seem like much to an individual, it can cause you agony and pain. And in doing that, we must find a source which is greater than we are to go to.
Yes. And see, that's the part that I can just put myself in, because for me, you've had to help me out a lot. Because there are two sides to Prince's, and one side I could care less about people, but then my mother imparted in me this thing where I care about people, and that might sound crazy to some people, but I actually can turn it on and off. And I think the first part of it I got from my father, where I could actually care less about what people doing. And then the side that my mother has keeps fighting, and it battles to come to the top. And I'm like, sit down. Like, I don't want you to come bothering me. Because, see, if I don't care about people, then I don't have to feel some of this stuff I'm feeling. And
exactly.
I know I got it from you, so I'm like, I know where some of this anger comes from, because you do reach out to people and you try to do the best that you can for people. And that's the side I got from you, where we're trying to be loving and nurturing, and what may be big to some or to me is very small to some people, and you're looking at them like, are you kidding me? You don't appreciate that, or you think that's nothing? when the other side of me is like, do your own stuff. Get your own mess. Like, I don't, if you ain't going to appreciate it, why I got to do it? You know what I'm saying? So I battle with that as a child because I do have this battle that goes on, part mother, part father. And this is not to bash my father, but he has done a lot of negative things. And so I try my best to rely on the things that my mother imparted in me so that I won't be this person where when people see me coming, they be like, oh, my God, here comes Princess, and try to run and hide. So with that being said, dealing with your daughter and all of her stuff, because I change constantly. So I hope somebody's listening to this. Diane has to deal with Princess. She changes constantly. I have two personalities. I'm not bipolar, but I do have two personalities. And lately I have relied on the one in my mother, so then I cry a lot. I don't like that. I feel more things than I want to feel. And all of this is because I want to be more like my mother instead of, you know, being more like what I know I could be like without all that. See, I said that nice. So
yes, that was nice.
Dealing with that. So my mom has had to teach me, for those of you that are listening, how to not say things out loud because I'm a blunt person. And she's had to teach me how to talk in third person. She has had to teach me not to say things just because I'm thinking them. She's had to tell me to calm down when people start because I'm more of like a wolf or a lion when it comes to people bothering people. She's had to teach me how to pull back when I know people need to be got. I know they need to be handled. But she'll say, no, PG, just pray. No, PG, just, you know, trust God. No, PG. And so if you all have mommies like that, that don't let you go to jail, that try to keep you out of trouble, you should thank God right now. Just stop whatever you're doing. Thank God. Because there are a lot of times situations that I think I could have been way worse off than I am now. So I'm going to do a couple of shout-outs, Mama. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, we ain't really going nowhere. I keep saying we'll be back, but we ain't going nowhere. So now I am on, I said, Andrella. Okay. Hold on. I'm looking, y'all. I'm reading. Okay, to me, Mama, in Locust Grove, your daughter Sharon is sending this out, but I want to add to hers because she has been like a grandmother mother to me. Me mom used to cook those biscuits. I tell you, they were like biscuits that make you just sick. It's a wonder all of us are not 300, 400 pounds each, but she made them real light. It's just we ate so many of them. So to me, Mama, Sharon says, love you to the moon and back. And then she sends a shout out to me. Thank you, Sharon, and happy Mother's Day to you, too. Tina wanted to do a shout out for Aunt Joyce and Aunt Pudding, which I already said something for them, but Tina wanted to make sure, and she was going to have Terrell call in, but I figured Terrell would probably be busy, so I told her I would make a note. That's what family does. Okay, to Sister Blair, and I'm going to call some of you based on what I know you by. She wants to do a shout-out to her mother, Clara Dowridge, who is in Trinidad for Mother's Day. And she says, I love you, honey bunny. That is so sweet. And then Keisha, my sister from North Carolina, Keisha Neely, she wants to do one for Linda Cooper, who is in Panorama City. And she's telling me thank you and happy Mother's Day. To my sister, Monica Turner and Karen Sims. They're my sister from another mother. So happy Mother's Day to my mother, Ethel and Griffin. And to the person I call my auntie, Stephanie. I want to send a shout out to you all that are in Griffin. Now, when I say these are my other mothers, these are not because my mother was not a good mother. It's because there's some other people who decided to join in and spoil me and make sure that I'm okay. So I will say that there are a lot of you that have had to rely on other mothers, other people to fill in voids for you. And again, you know, I'm grateful to people like Loretta, people like Miss Jackie, early. I'm just thinking off the top of my head of people who I know, your children were either grown or almost grown, and you took on the responsibility of somebody else's child so they would have the opportunity to opportunities and, you know, things that the world, I don't want to say the world, God had to offer. Okay, so coming back in, Mother, we have some people who did talk to us about what they fear as a mother. And so I'm going to try now to switch over to that post. Mama, while I'm looking, can you tell me what your biggest fear is? Or I don't want to say fear, but because in God you've taught us not to fear, but, you know, things that you may worry about when it comes to your children.
As when you were young or as of now?
Just period, because I don't think we ever stop worrying, y'all, do we? Let me open up the line for Loretta. Hold on. Let y'all. Loretta, you there?
I am.
Okay, we're going to add you to this conversation while I try to do something. You and Mama talk about things that may worry you, not necessarily that we might get on, you know, but things you worry about when it comes to your children.
I worry about their safety. Especially the youngest one I have, that's 17, when he leaves out and get in the car, and just have to pray him up and make sure I pray all over him, because, you know, once he leaves this house, there's so much going on out there in the street. I just try to keep praying up for him. That's my biggest thing with him. And my daughter, for her being away out there on the water, I pray, because, you know, the enemy is busy, and
yeah,
we know that they're fighting a battle for us. I pray her up, and just my two grown boys, just them being on the street, I pray for them as well. You know, I don't care how old our children get, we still worry about them.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I say. I say it never stops, you know, like the worry for, because I know even now I'm 43 and I keep saying to myself, I don't want to worry my mama to her grave with, you know, my questions and my stuff, you know, my own personal issues. But we thank God we have those of you that will allow us to keep on calling you, because we still need advice. I mean, it looks like, I thought the older we got, the better it would get. But I think all I did was add some different stuff.
Well, I my greatest concern when you all call me, when I say you all, not just my natural children, but any child or any person, that I give them the right spiritual advice. You know, because you can give people advice and it could be the absolutely absolute wrong advice, and they will go in the wrong direction. So I know that one of my greatest fears is directing a person in the right direction and encouraging when they really need encouragement and motivating them to go forward and most of all to live for God.
Yeah.
That's my greatest fear, is to direct someone in the wrong path that God does not want them to go.
Yeah,
use the word fear.
Yeah, and then as a mother, there's so much that comes with being a mother, a father, just a guardian over somebody. It's just so much. I always say, or I used to say to the people at Bear Creek when I was teaching the classes, the parent classes, I would always say God, you know, has allowed us to be tour guides for these children that he's given us through life, and for us to, you know, show them the right way, and we can point to the wrong way, you know, just so they'll have examples, but try to show them the right way. And so, like I said, I just appreciate my mother and the ones that, you know, are out here just really toughing it out, because it really is a tough journey, because you don't get a manual with being a mother. You know, you don't get
no.
a book.
No.
So, anyway, I'm going to now do my commercials, and we'll be right back. I just appreciate Loretta. She's hanging tight with us. So far on this call, I think a lot of people are listening online. People are hanging out for Mother's Day. I keep opening up her line because I see her, and so I'm just grateful for her. We're going to commercial break now, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rashonda Tate Billingsley, and by now we hope you've heard how we're changing the game with our boutique publishing company, Brown Girls Publishing. Victoria Christopher Murray and I founded the company because while we've both been blessed to still have careers as successful authors, we knew that because of the changing industry, there were many talented writers who weren't having the opportunity to let their voice be heard. The paradigm has shifted in film and TV and music as artists take control of their destiny. We're hoping to do that in the literary industry by bringing you quality fiction from fan favorites and fresh voices in every genre. Victoria and I personally edit every book to make sure you're getting quality stories. New titles are added every month. So come on over to browngirlspublishing.com and order some books and support these awesome writers. You'll be glad you did. Brown Girls Publishing, where the game has changed.
What is this?
What's what? What's that? Savannah, sweetheart, what is that? Why are you showing me those?
Don't you dare do that, Shelton. Don't you dare stand there and tell me that you have no idea what these are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about you cheating on me. How could you do this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't believe you did this to me. After all these years, after all the love I've given you, after everything that I've given to you.
But I don't.
Sheldon! Help me, please. My husband, he collapsed. I think he's had a heart attack.
If you want to find out what happened to Sheldon, you'll have to get a copy of Touched by an Angel by Victoria Christopher Murray and Princess F.L. Gooden. Happy reading.
Okay, I have a couple of more shout-outs. Now, to my literary mother, which is Victoria Christopher Murray, I want to give a special shout out to her mother, Jacqueline Christopher. She's 83 years old, and I was laughing because on Facebook, she, I think one of the great nieces taught her how to do the duck lips. So it is fun to see those pictures of people spending time with their mothers, hanging out with grandmothers, you know, just family just hanging out for Mother's Day. I was so happy because in my timeline I did not see all of the bashing that normally happens this year. I saw a lot of picture posting, a lot of pictures with mothers, you know, so I appreciate that because we have enough negativity going around or going on in the world that positive is always good. Right quick before we go back into the show, Victoria has a book that's coming out, Stand Your Ground. It's a novel. And just like Loretta was saying, she worries about, you know, the 17-year-old when he gets in the car with all the things that are going on in this world today. I have Denise Farley who was on my Facebook, and she said she prays for her son to be safe in this society. And then living long enough to make sure that her kids are grown and able to take care of themselves. That was one of her concerns. But with the way the world is and with the way some of the black boys, some of the situations that are going on, nobody deserves to be killed. So it's just a lot. And so I just want to say that I understand, because right now Peyton and I are here on the Marshall Islands, and here is a lot of freedom for them to go around, and I constantly thank God, you know, for this opportunity, because I would be worried, too, about my son, because he wants to drive, he wants to go places and do things, and with the way the world is, you just never know, and so we have to keep our children covered. But with that being said, she has a book that's coming out, Stand Your Ground. I'm telling you, I had the opportunity and privilege of reading this book ahead of time. I call that favor. It won't be out until June the 30th, but if you are listening, you can go ahead and pre-order. You don't pay for it until June the 30th, but you can go ahead and pre-order, because those sales or those pre-orders, they help the authors out. So you can go, and if it changes prices, it will give you the lower price. So don't worry and say, well, it's probably going to go down if I get it now. Just pre-order. It's a book you want to read. It's about a teenage boy that gets killed and then a white man shot him. I guess the gist of it is to talk about the stand your ground. You know, was it murder or was it really truly standing your ground? But it was the first time that I understood the stand your ground stuff, because I didn't. And so I was glad that she was able to get that out to me, because I just was lost about that. But anyway, it's about, to me, karma or God. I hate it, but somebody's getting killed. Two people are getting killed in this story. But just like what you reap what you sow. And, Mama, isn't that something you always told us, that we reap what we sow?
Yes, yes, yes. Always, yeah. I always would tell you all to plant good seeds.
Yes, because if we don't plant good seeds, we're going to reap. So in this book, I'm telling y'all need to get it. You're going to reap. The guy that does the killing is going to reap. I don't want to tell you how he's going to reap, because then I don't like giving away stories. So just know it's a lot of size to this story. You're going to feel all kind of emotions. Anyway, I want to give a shout-out to my big mama, because a lot of people did not know that she and I shared a room for about 21 years of my life. Is that about right, Mama? Because I don't want to be lying.
I think that
on the
should
show.
Be. I think that's close to being right.
Yeah, so we shared a room.
It was quite a few years.
Yeah, and she had these funny ways, and she'd be like, I didn't ask you to cook me no eggs, and I want Diane to cook me my eggs. And so,
yes.
And she's, yes, I asked Maddie Kate to make me the cake. I didn't ask y'all to bring me that. And then if Faye and Evelyn are listening, y'all were supposed to bring the grapes, and some of y'all didn't come when she told y'all to come, so she would get mad, and I get a chance to listen to her talk about y'all. Said y'all was coming on Tuesday, but y'all didn't make it to Thursday. And then she would say,
cheese puffs.
Yes, cheese puffs and Snicker bars. And yeah, Mama, do you have any favorites? Like any things that once you get old, we're going to have to make sure we get to the store to get?
No, I don't have any favorites at this time, but I may get some eventually.
Yeah, because Big Mama had favorites. She had the KFC fried chicken. She wanted three wings, coleslaw, and potato wedges. She wanted some cheese puffs, and she wanted them because she told us, you know, I ain't got no teeth. I got to suck these things.
And Pepsi-Cola.
Yes, Pepsi-Cola. I got that from her. I got that bad. Like, I need some intervention for the Pepsi-Cola. Because I have to have Pepsi Cola and Snicker bars. And then one day Comrade said, Big Mama, how are you eating them Snicker bars and you don't have no teeth? And she said, boy, get out of here. And so we get mad at him. And then Juicy Fruit gum.
Juicy Fruit chewing gum, yes. Spearmint, Juicy Fruit, and Double Mint.
Yes.
Gum
and then she
in
used
her
to
purse.
Keep her honey. Yes, and then she would keep a bag of peppermint. She would have her money wrapped up in different little circles. I mean, like socks and just
handkerchiefs.
Little, handkerchiefs. And then she would pinch a plug out of us. This is our memory moment for those of you that are just now tuning in. But she would pinch us and make blood come out a little bit from your arm. But see, that was love, they said. All that was love, right? Now, my mama is different. She didn't whoop us. She would say, I'm not going to hurt myself whipping you. So she would make us stand up in the hall. And I wish my brothers was on the line so that they could, you know, put their 5 cents in. But it's so funny because she would make us, she used reverse psychology. And we honestly were saying, we wish she would just whip us, because she would just, you know, play on our minds. And, you know, other children would be getting whippings, and then we would be sitting somewhere asking ourselves if we were really God's children, because she would say, look at yourself. Do you see yourself like God sees you? And we'd be like, no, we don't know how to answer that. You know, standing in the corner. And then my brother Prince had to stand one time for so long that he got sleepy, and he said he was going to call, he was going to call the people on my mama, because she had made him stand in the hall for so long and he was sleeping and tired. But when he got in bed, he would imitate people from the church, act like the Holy Ghost got on him. And see, this is stuff my mama had to deal with us, because we were just foolish.
Every night.
Yes. Every night we would be doing something entertain. But then I did have sense enough, not bragging on myself, but I did have sense enough to know when she was tired, because I wasn't going to stand up in that hall long like that. I didn't like that part.
Entertainers.
Mama, can you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were entertainers. And see, I'm on the radio show now. So mamas that are listening, don't worry. Your children are going to turn out okay if they're foolish and silly. Because we're not so bad. We might still worry her a little bit, but we not so bad. Okay, Mama, if there was one thing in us that you saw a long time ago that you're seeing, that you was thinking to yourself, how, like, let me see how to put it, something that we did long time ago that you're now looking at and saying, I did not know that would turn out to be like that. You know how something you might have looked at that we were doing that was bad.
Okay, because I never saw you all as bad children. You know how some parents will say, well, that child is just bad. They're just bad. And they would even spell the word thinking that the child didn't know how to spell. But half the time, I never really saw you all as bad. I just knew I had to learn some new techniques to deal with you. Because I was not a child that got in trouble. My mother was a, should I say, a disciplinarian?
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah, Big Mama was stern.
Very, very, very. And you know, I would look at my siblings and say, now something is wrong with her. Why? She know Mama's going to nearly kill her, but she's going to do it anyway. It's something wrong. But so when I had you all and I learned that you all had so just different, you were just different from myself, I had to learn new and different ways to show you that I love you, but I wasn't going to tolerate disrespect and things like that. So that's when I started the standing up and the and writing, like, I will not do this anymore, and different little things like that. But
yes.
I saw now with the writing, Eric has one of the best penmanships a man has ever had. I'm sure his wife, Nicole, can attest to that. Eric's handwriting is beautiful. Because if he did homework and it didn't look good, I said, son, we got to write this over. And did he like it? No, he didn't like it at all. But anyone that has seen his writing will tell you it's beautiful. As far as Conrad will take my nice book, because I always have had it may be a fetish. I love books. And Conrad would get those books and he would beat, I mean, beautiful dictionaries. They would have bits in them. And I mean, just holes, and I would nearly cry, but he became one of the best drum players at the Move of God Church years ago. With very little practice, because he already had his practice in. And as far as Prince with his joke telling and all that, he was able to be on television talking to the young people. I can't think of the name of the guy that was filming. But a lot of the things that I saw.
Decal.
Decal. He would be with Decal and reaching out to the young people to give their lives to Christ. He did a lot of good things with his voice other than telling jokes all the time and entertaining. But and then with my daughter Princess, a lot of the talking that she did, and which I didn't understand, she became a singer. She started singing very early. And as you well know, Princess, that the singing went from playwriting to writing stories and books. It's just been a blessing that I did not try to, diffuse or put that fire out that I saw, because I knew that God would turn it into something good.
Yeah, because we, again, so those of you that are tuning in, my mom had, and the reason why I asked her to be on the show is because she had four very different children. They are nothing like her. I don't know who has her personality more. I think Eric might have more of you than any of us, because she's not a fighter. She doesn't argue and fuss. We would argue and fuss and try to beat people down, like just, we was just gangster children, and she would just be calm. And I just don't know where it came from. And even with me, I guess I got a lot of stuff from Big Mama, because my mother doesn't try to hurt people's feelings. Like, you know, coming up, I would say they hurt my feelings. They feelings need to be hurt too. Don't y'all think? I mean, because, and Mama would say, no, don't do that, because, you know, it's a lot of stuff that they taught me then that I'm having to rely on now. And do I like it? No, I don't. I don't like for people to lie on me. I don't like for, you know, people to keep up foolishness. And so a lot of times I can hear my mother's voice, you know, saying to me, calm down, don't worry about it, let God handle it. And I'm like, well, but I can get there. I might go a little bit faster than God. You know, and then that would be the wrong thing to say. I knew it was the wrong thing to say, but I just was like, because I want them to be got, like, right now. Like, you know, they wrong, and I want them to be dealt with, like, right now. But I realized later, though, that what God, when God gets a person, then they've truly been got. So it's better to let him get it. Again, we have about 8 more minutes in the show, and I'm glad some other people have joined in. I'm going to see if the people that have joined in, please do not hang up the phone. If you don't want to say anything when I click your line, if you don't want to do a shout-out, that's fine. You don't say anything, and then I will mute your line back. The numbers ending in 7146, I'm going to open up your line, see if you have a shout-out you would like to do.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to my mama Carmen and my wife Chia. Well, happy Mother's Day, people.
Oh, thank you, Jerron. How are you?
I'm well. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to figure out where my number ended in.
Yeah, you know, because we got to keep up, you know. And then I got to try to remember, because I've been over here. We ain't had no cell phone, so I got to try to remember how to use the cell phone again. I probably have to go to class.
Yeah, it is.
You know. So did y'all hear that? He gave a shout out to his wife Chia. Hello, how are you? And I can't wait for their show. Deron and Chia are going to do a show coming up, and they're going to talk about some different things. I'm just excited about my radio show because it has helped so many people. And you know, and I appreciate you, Deron, always listening, always, you know, posting. People don't realize that support, you have to have support in whatever you do. Nobody can make it by themselves. So I truly thank you for tuning in. You don't have to. I mean, you know, this is a time where you got to sit still and listen. So I truly appreciate you and thank you.
You're welcome. All love.
All right. I'm muting you now. And if your number is 5518, if your number ends in 5518, I am now opening up your line. Would you like to do a shout out?
Yes, I will, Princess. This is your cousin, Mario.
Hey, Mario.
Hey, so how
you guys
doing?
Underly. Good. Look, that way you can tell Aunt Darlene and Aunt Shirley and all them that I did a shout out for them early. And since you're on the line, I'm going to let you help me do the other crew, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, to give everybody else a shout out to. I mean, to you, your mama, my mama, Grandma Darlene, Aunt Evelyn, Aunt Faye, all my aunts and all my family members, everybody, all the women, all of them. We're going to give a shout out to all of them. You know, and you know, one more thing too. You know, the women, I just think women are just so beautiful. You know, because God made the woman last, and that was it. After he made the woman, he didn't make nothing else. That was over with. So I think
right,
women, that just the, you know, it's like women are like the cherry you put on top of a sundae that completes everything.
All right, now.
And so I just want to give a shout out to all the beautiful women, to my mama especially, who've been there. Well, nobody else was there for me. My mama was always there.
Yes.
And y'all, all you guys, prayers, all the women, and all the strong queens that God have made, just shout out to all y'all, everybody.
Thank you. And while I still have Mari on the line, let me say this. You know, that's one thing I love about Aunt Darlene's family. Now that I don't love nobody else, I keep having to say this, but they are some very supportive people. And that has to come from having that strong person in their lives, Aunt Darlene. And I'm telling you, when she believes in supporting, I constantly call my mom because I'm not there, and I ask her, you know, was anybody there with you? And she'll say, Evelyn came, and Faye came, and Margie's children came, and Margie came, you know. And it's such a good thing. And so I just want to say, because I believe in giving people flowers while they live, that I appreciate you all so much for for the support. I mean, constantly supporting. And please tell your wife and family that I said hello and happy Mother's Day to everybody on that side.
I will. She listened. She said thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And then I have quite a few people listening online tonight. And the unfortunate part about online is that I cannot open up any of your, you know, any of your lines or anything like that. I just have to see, you know, I'll see that you were there. But I just see phone numbers when you call in. So you have about 4 minutes if you want to call in and say something yourself. I truly appreciate the people that are calling in. Mama, this hour goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I got one more person to give a shout-out to, Rebecca Gentry. She's in North Carolina. She helped me to make it through quite a bit, being away from home as a military spouse, trying to – I mean, she's just always been supportive. And if you, those of you that look in front of my book, Touched by an Angel, I put the people who in the beginning who were there in the beginning, not trying to leave anybody out, or the ones of you that support me now. But there were some people who pushed me all throughout my life. I want to give a shout-out again to my Aunt Rena, who always pushed me to she just told me I could do anything, and I just felt like I could based on the story she would tell me. Yeah, she would just say I could do anything. And then to Sandy, I cannot leave the show without giving a shout-out to Sandy. She means so much to me. She's given a lot of training. Yeah. She always instilled in me that I was beautiful and that, you know, I could do anything too. So people wonder how I'm functioning now. I didn't always believe this, but now there's no stopping me because I have Diane, who is my mother, that tells me that she's proud of me. I'm beautiful. She constantly pushes me. So those mothers that are there, children need that. I don't care if you have boys. Boys still need for you to say something to them, to commend them, to be proud of them. They, everybody, we're human. So we all like to know that somebody loves us and knowledge. Mama, I'm going to let you have the do you have anything you would like to share before we close out? We have 2 minutes.
I'll just quickly say that each child is different. So learn your children's weaknesses. Learn their strengths. And help them to develop into what they should become by shaping and molding them, their little lives.
Yes. And then you can have twins and they still be different. So
they're
I need
different.
People to keep
each
that in
child
mind.
Is
yes.
Different.
Yes, I'm trying to see. There's a message on here for me, and I am now trying to get it before we get off this show. Okay, it's no message. All right, so for those of you that are tuning in, oh, I left out one person. I just clicked my link to Kamar Walker. She's my stepmother, but she's also been somebody in my life. She's my sister and brother's mother, and I can't leave the show without saying Happy Mother's Day to her. I was looking for some of my siblings to call in, but that's okay. They'll listen to it later. Mario, I'm looking on Facebook. I see y'all sitting at this Japanese restaurant. I can't wait to get back to the States. Happy Mother's Day, Sheena. I'm just buying time now. So I'm going through these timelines, like I said, all the way to Augusta, to our auntie
Elaine.
In Augusta. I want to just say Happy Mother's Day to everybody. We're getting ready to close out the show.
Oh, no, it's time to go. But I'll be back next week, same day, same time, but with a different guest. I'm out. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you to TNI for allowing me to use your song on my show. I thank you again so much. And soon, Ireland is going to have me a new theme song. So I appreciate you all letting me use Da Da Da.